celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Another incredible show. Boy, I don't even know where to start. If your animal has pet allergies, listen up today. Dr. Marty Becker here with the top three things to calm pet allergies. And that hits close to home because we have Ladybug, the studio stunt dog, who has just a few allergies.
Yeah, she's just developed
them. My boss does, too. Does? It's a really, yeah, it's so common, especially, you know, the West Coast, we have a lot of allergies. People have fleas elsewhere, and we have allergies.
Oh, is it more than the East Coast? So we're suffering.
I think so, but, you know, we don't have the fleas to kind of overlap and mask. So many people deal with flea allergy dermatitis, but may not know that there's allergies underneath. So.
Well, we've been trying just about everything. We've changed shampoos. We've tried this oatmeal shampoo. I don't think we've tried colloidal oatmeal yet. You're always talking about that, so we might give a shot next. But we'll talk a little more about that coming up later in the show. Also, Kim Cavan will be joining us. She has written a book called The Dog Merchants, an interesting little fact that there's $11 billion spent on buying and selling dogs in the U.S.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. And I was unaware I don't know if these are puppy mills or what, but we're going to find out all the details with Kim in just a few minutes. Also, litter box etiquette. If you're having trouble with your cats using the litter box, Doc Halligan will be
here.
Wait,
is this for us or for our cats?
Well, you know, I think it's mostly for our cats, although
we need to learn how to help our cats.
Doesn't hurt to have a little bit of human etiquette, too. I don't watch my cats when I give them privacy. You know, I'll go to the other room just to give them a little bit of privacy because I think, you know, I'd want privacy, too. But Doc Halligan will have some tips on that coming up in just a few minutes. Robert Semro is celebrating Mothers and Nature because it is Mother's Day weekend.
Woohoo!
So happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers and grandmas and
thank you,
both
thank you
human
much.
And the four-legged kind and the two-legged kind. All mothers everywhere. Happy Mother's Day. We have giveaways, too. For Mother's Day, we're going to be giving away one of these tourist watering bowls. These are really cool. This is a watering bowl that it's a travel bowl. Is that correct, Judy?
Well, yeah, you can use it at home, but it's great for travel. It doesn't spill. It has a big reservoir, and it only fills a little at a time. So if your dog doesn't drink at all, you can dump it out and still have more water in the reservoir. Oops, I've got the darn hiccups. It also comes... I know I've been
what are you drinking down there?
She's actually drinking out of the tourist water bowl.
And it comes with a filter. So if you're out somewhere and you got to fill it with water, you have a water filter in case you don't know where the water's coming from.
Okay. Well, that's on the way. We'll also have Dr. Debbie answering your vet medical questions and dog father Joey Villani with your grooming questions. And Lori Brooks over in the newsroom, what do you got going on?
Well, we're going to talk about the oldest dog in the world. That passed away.
Okay.
Yeah, really old.
Really old?
Really. It was so old, I had to do some fact checking.
Okay, that's on the way right here in just a few minutes. Dr. Debbie, you want to take some calls?
Yeah, let's go to it.
1-866-405-8405. Hey, Trey.
Hi.
What's going on in your world?
Oh, I have a cat. She's about 2.5 years old, and she's been spayed, and I've caught her spraying inside of my house. Several times already, and I've talked to my vet about it, and he says, first he told me that once they're spayed that they won't do that, but I told him I've seen her do it. So he told me it's because that there might be strays around, stray cats.
Uh-huh. Are there?
I know there's stray cats around because across the street from my house there's an abandoned building and there's a bunch of stray cats in there. Uh-huh. But I was wondering if there's something I could do or something I could buy to spray around that she won't want to spray inside the house anymore.
Okay. Now, my question is, does she go outside or is she an inside kitty?
No, she's indoor, outdoor.
She does go outside. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that opens up the whole opportunity of a world outside your doors. And if she does encounter, see, smell, or even smell the evidence of those other cats in her immediate environment, you know, that's a lot to overcome. So she's basically saying, hey, this is my house, this is my domain, and if those other kitties are anywhere in that vicinity, this is a reasonable thing for a cat to do. It's not reasonable for us, but it's reasonable in an explanation scenario. So the big thing is, you know, keeping the kitties away or keeping your cat indoor. I think that's probably one of the first things we talk about. And if keeping her indoor is a reasonable lifestyle adjustment and you and she can take to it, that might help considerably. although we still have kitties that are inside that look out curtains, that look out doors and see kitties on their front porch, and they can really still have those same social stresses and continue to spray and mark inside the home. So you have to do other things as well to ensure that she's not catching wind or sight of them from outside.
Okay. She loves being outside. I really feel bad locking her inside.
Yeah. Now, if you're opposed to, you know, making her an inside kitty, you have to realize that she can't control that outside world. You can try. And now, do the kitties actually, do you ever see them come up to your house or?
Yes, I've actually, because we have a little door, a little kitty door in the back that my cat can come in and out. And I've actually caught them inside of my house before.
Oh, no.
If we're not home.
Well,
no
wonder why she's pissed off, man. I don't blame her. Someone comes to my house and messes with my stuff, I'm going to get mad.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, here's the challenge you have is that if these kitties have come over and not only have they come in your house, but say, you know, they found resources, they found what they like in your house and they want to explore it. As long as they have that opportunity, you're going to have a really big overwhelming problem on your hands. What we need to do is shut off the access of those cats to your home. And that might mean keeping your kitty indoors for a spell. It might mean relocating the cat door entry. It might mean trying some of those really cool products, the cat doors that are activated, say, with the magnetic cat collar, so that the cat door only opens when your kitty approaches it, not when just cat A, B, C, or D down the road.
I've never even heard about those kind of doors. Activated by a collar?
Yeah, so your cat has to be one that you can keep a collar on, but they basically have, usually it's a magnet. I've seen some where they have like a microchip that kind of activates it. And this works for dogs as well. So they approach the door and it opens when they're in a certain proximity to the door, but when an offending animal, and even say like a wildlife, comes around, it won't open. So that's a great strategy that you can try to kind of keep the best worlds for your kitty. The other thing is, if we do have to kind of shut the house down to cat access for a period of time, and if you can tough it out with your kitty, then there are some other deterrents you can try. And there's motion-activated sprinkler systems. I believe one is called the Scarecrow. So basically, any animal walks by this little motion-activated unit, which is attached to your sprinkler, and it goes off when that motion is detected. Frightens that little critter, whatever it might be, in a kind of soft and kind way. And there's also that same kind of product that can be activated with puffs of air, with high compressed air. So you might want to do a little bit of internet searching for either the Scarecrow or the Garden Ghost, which are those respective products. There's oodles out there, though. So lots of those that can be of good value to keep those unwanted critters away and to allow your kitty to still enjoy that lifestyle that she enjoys. And I would also, if your vet hasn't checked a urine sample on her, make sure we do check that, just to make sure she's not dealing with a double problem of any kind of hiding infection there, crystal problem, because we wouldn't want to miss that and blame her for being a naughty girl for other reasons.
Okay. So besides that, you said the Scarecrow and the Garden Ghost is what it's called?
Mm-hmm, yeah, and then that motion-activated collar, and I don't have any particular brands. Like I said, there's tons out there, but it might mean tearing out that existing cat door and retrofitting it with one of these other products. But I think you got a lot of good options there and things you can try. And if you have to shut down the feeding center and keep those other cats away for a while, do your best and
keep her inside and just let her out, because my cat door is like in my laundry room, which is detached from the house. There's another door that I could close there. I just keep them inside and just open the door and let them out whenever. Because I think maybe she's just praying inside because she smells the other cats in there, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that'll work.
That would be the biggest first step, yes. But there are cats that just kind of approach the front door where a kitty will be sitting on the comforts of their couch inside their house. They look out the window and they see a cat spraying on, say, the front porch or a wall near their house. That's enough social stress to freak your kitty out and say, I got to do the same. I got to mark my territory. So it doesn't always have to be an indoor scenario for that
stranger. Even if they just see them from inside, okay.
Oh, yeah.
You got it. So, yeah.
Oh, boy. Kitties
and territory. Man, they're like those little samurais, they'll duel it out.
Oh, yeah.
So. Well, good luck with you, Trey. You got a couple ideas. I hope some of those work for you. Let us know. I'd love to know if we're able to make some headway and help you out in this department. So thank you for your call.
I'm gonna get on the internet and do some searching and try some of that. I think maybe that scarecrow thing will probably keep the strays away.
Let us know how that works, Trey.
I will. Thank you guys for your time.
Well, this portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by World's Best Cat Litter. Listen up, cat people. Yeah, that's me too. It's just litter until you realize those big boxes usually mean big smells, big messes, big money. That's why I made the switch to World's Best Cat Litter with concentrated power. If you want to learn more, check out tryworldsbest.com. And thanks, World's Best Cat Litter, for underwriting this portion of Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Hi, this is Justin Tyler Ferguson from Modern Family. I'm on Animal Radio. Adopt a pet.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
Have you ever been frustrated while trying to take a picture of your pet? They're sitting there looking so cute. You pick up your camera and they run away, jump out of the frame, or try to play with you, or maybe even attack the camera. Pet photographer Ian White suggests choosing a background that works well with your pet. For example, if you have a black lab, he'll show up better on a light-colored blanket. Pets model the best when they're a little tired and after a meal. Let them fall asleep on the selected background and then alert them with a treat or a squeaky toy. Be ready with that camera. Try to take the photo from eye level, which may mean lying on your stomach or having your pet up on a bed or furniture. Good luck. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.
For over a decade, Viagen has been the leading provider of genetic preservation and cloning services of prized livestock with thousands of satisfied clients. Now announcing Viagen Pets, providing genetic preservation and cloning services to pet parents. Consider preserving the genes of your pet to extend the special bond you share with them. Get your free information kit and special offer for Animal Radio listeners at www.viagenpets.com. That's viagenpets.com.
You know, like a lot of you, I used to struggle to get to sleep. Of course, that was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. I've never slept so well or felt so rested. That's because MyPillow is fit to you, the kind of sleeper you are. You know, if you're a back sleeper or a side sleeper, or how big or small you are. MyPillow is the pillow with the perfect fit. Then at night, I move the patented MyPillow fill just to the right place for me, you know, to support my head and to cradle me like, well, you know. Let me tell you, a good night's sleep is a life changer. My pillow doesn't go flat, it doesn't get hot, and I sleep like a baby. Now it's your turn. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one My Pillow, and we'll give you one for your partner free. Call 800-867-0058 and use the promo code AW for your free pillow. And start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com and be sure to use the promo code AW for two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call.
Did you know canine caviar diets are formulated with common health concerns in mind, such as diabetes, cancer, and kidney disease? You see, canine caviar uses low GI carbs, which reduce hunger and prolong physical endurance. Free of GMO, gluten, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, canine caviar's five-star dog and cat foods are the only alkaline-based foods in the world, and that promotes a healthy lifestyle for your furry family. Find out more at caninecaviar.com.
I am the family dog, and it's that time of year again. The one where pet parents start looking for Fido-friendly hotels and destinations where Fido is welcome. Make no bones about it. Pets are part of the family, and we like to sniff out new places too. And we hate to be turned away, especially when we're on our best behavior. So we won't be left out in the cold. Be sure to pick up a copy of Fido Friendly Magazine to find the best hotels and destinations where Fido is always welcome. Go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.